Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Like a lot of other young women in love, Penny Gibbs in love is not a happy girl. And it's just being in love that makes her unhappy. Her friend Peg Martin says to her,
"Oh, Penny, you're acting like a schoolgirl."
"Oh, Peg, I feel like one. Oh, I didn't think anything like this could happen to me again."
"It can happen to anyone. And it usually does to everyone sooner or later."
"Oh, but I wasn't prepared for this. I was going along, quietly minding my own business and very content to live normally and happily, when suddenly it happened."
"Well, now you're miserably in love, aren't you?"
"Yep, miserably is the word."
"Why be unhappy about it, darling? Barry's a fine man. He's one of the finest I've ever known."
"He's anything but a fine man, Peg, and he's the first to admit it. Nope, there's an awful lot wrong with him. The trouble is, I don't care. And that's where I know I'm wrong."
"No, Penny, that's not being wrong. Love or, well, whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, I don't much believe in love. Love gives us the power to overlook certain faults in certain people."
"Yeah, I know that. But if you don't believe in love, Peg, how can you encourage me in my love for Barry?"
"Just because I've had belief in it knocked out of me, that doesn't mean you can't believe in it. Oh, I'll admit, some people find love. Maybe the people who deserve it."
"You know, Peg, I did everything I could to ignore Barry. At least to treat him like a friend. And then, suddenly, I found myself in love with him. You know when it happened?"
"Oh, probably sometime when you weren't even thinking about him."
"No. No, you probably laugh at this, but I realized how much I loved him when I saw you out riding with him one morning."
"Oh,
I knew you'd laugh. It's just that silly. It is that schoolgirlish. And that's why I'm so ashamed of myself."
"I wasn't laughing at you, Penny. I was laughing at myself. I never thought I'd be a matchmaker."
"Well, no one's made a match yet, Peg. After all, just because I'm in love with Barry, he doesn't have to be in love with me."
"No, he doesn't have to be, but I'm sure he is."
"In love with me? Oh, you don't know how he acted when he saw me at his mother's the other day."
"What'd he do?"
"He wouldn't even speak to me." "No, Peg, I'm not joking. He looked at me and refused to talk to me. It was just as though I weren't there."
Penny, you're the cutest I've ever seen. If love does this to you, I hope you're in love the rest of your life. Silly, don't you realize what Barry was doing?"
"Being very rude, I can tell you that."
"Oh, he was just teasing you."
"I wish I could believe it."
"Well, you know that's what he was doing. If you'd been in your right mind at the time, you'd have realized it. Love does a lot of damaging things to you, doesn't it?"
"It certainly does. I don't think I'll ever feel the same again."
"Oh, you'll be all right just as soon as you get used to it. Look, maybe if you don't just sit here and think about it, you'll feel better. Look, I have to go downtown. Why don't you come with me?"
"Oh, I'd like to, but I promised Nora I'd help her with a few things this afternoon."
"You sure you won't come with me?"
"Thanks, Peg, but I can't. There's so much to do around here, and I can't let Nora do it alone."
"Penny."
"Mm-hmm?"
"My daughter is causing you a lot of extra trouble, isn't she?"
"Look, Peg, Julie isn't any trouble. It's wonderful having her."
"Penny, I wish you'd be perfectly truthful about it. There's a vacancy where I work, and I can have a full-time job if I want it. And, well, then Julie and I could afford to live somewhere else."
"No, Peg, you stay right here, at least for the time being. You're not sure that you want to stay in Rossville, though, are you?"
"I don't know. I rather like it here. I certainly don't want to go back home. And Well, it's better for Julie in a town like this. I might even like to settle here. I have to settle somewhere, you know. And next fall, Julie is going to be starting school.
That's right, she will. I hadn't thought about it. You know, Peg.
What?
It'd be awfully nice if you decided to live in Rossville for good. We had such a good time together years ago.
Oh, didn't we, though?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think you and I'll always get along. I don't see why anything should come between us.
Well, right now I'm going to put distance between us. I've got to get downtown before it's too late. Is there anything I can get for
you? No, thank you.
Well, I'll phone before I leave downtown. Maybe you'll need something, and I might be able to...
Just a minute.
Well, who opens the door for me but the most beautiful girl in the world?
Hello, Barry.
Uh-oh. This is Be Cold to Barry Carlton week, is it? Mm-hmm. Shall I go?
No, come in.
Come in what, the doghouse?
Aren't you working this afternoon?
I'm really getting a dose of my own medicine, huh? Yes, I'm working, but I decided not to knock off early this afternoon and take you for that ride I promised a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks, Barry. I'm sorry, but
look,
I can...
Look, I know what you're cool to me about. I'm sorry. I thought I was being cute snubbing you at Mother's the other day, but I realized right away it wasn't very funny. And, Penny, honestly, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, I won't if I'm forgiven.
You're forgiven?
No, I'm not. When you forgive people and mean it, you look them right in the eye. You don't stare at the floor.
All right. I'll look you right in the eye and I won't stare at the floor. You're forgiven.
And will you smile for me, too?
How's that?
It's an awfully weak smile. Penny, believe me, I don't know what made me act that way at Mother's. I don't know what made me do it. I guess there's still a lot of the smart-aleck kid in me. But I'll never do it again, I promise.
Barry Carlton, you better not, really. You better not, or...
You should see yourself when you're trying to be angry.
I'm afraid trying is right. I don't know what power it is you have over me, but I want to be angry with you, and I can't be.
Good. And you want to go for a drive with me, and you can. The car is waiting without. Without what? If you'll forgive me for an old gag, without us.
Oh, Barry.
Penny, you're beautiful, but let's get a little sun on that face of yours. The top of the car's down, so let's drive out and get some of that comfort.
Oh, Barry, this air's made me sleepy.
Yeah, me too, Penny. Maybe it's a good thing we're back in town, or I'd be going to sleep at the wheel.
Oh, don't you dare.
Don't worry. I think I can stay awake at least until I get you home. Well, did you really enjoy the ride?
I loved it, Barry.
And you were going to refuse, weren't you?
This morning, I had promised myself I'd never speak to you again.
Well, I'm glad you don't keep all your promises. You couldn't go long without speaking to me, could you?
Why, you conceited thing, you.
It wasn't conceit, Penny. That was just wishful thinking. I hope it's true, though, is it?
I don't have to answer that, do I?
No, but... Say, look who's waiting for the bus.
Who? Well, it's Peg. She's loaded down with bundles.
Well, I guess we'll give her a lift, huh?
Yeah, I think we should.
She doesn't see us yet.
Call to her, Peg. Hey, Peg.
Pay as you enter, lady.
Hey, Barry.
Hello.
Is this bus going my way?
Sure is, but throw the freight in the back. This is a passenger bus, not a freight-hauling truck.
Does this cost more than the bus? Because
well.
If it does, I'll have to owe you. I'm down to my last dime.
Come on, take it up front with us. There's plenty of room.
All right.
Come on.
Oh, that's...
No extra charge, I hope.
Well, because it's you, we'll give you this lift on the house.
Oh, thank you. This must be my lucky day. I'm sure it is. Penny, I finally found that pair of shoes I've been looking for.
Oh, good. What'd you get?
I'll show you when we get home.
You think this is your lucky day, Peg? Well, it's mine, too. Here I am on a beautiful afternoon with two of the most beautiful girls in the world. Not bad.
Oh, Barry, that's really funny.
You didn't really, did you?
Yeah, so help me, I did. You'd be surprised how stupid I can be sometimes. Maybe you wouldn't, huh?
Oh, stop it.
Well, here we are at home. I guess this is where I lose my cargo of glamour.
Well, thank you for a wonderful ride.
It's a pleasure.
And thanks for the lift, Barry.
You're welcome, Peg. Too bad you had to go shopping this afternoon. It was beautiful in the country, wasn't it, Penny?
Mm-hmm, just beautiful. Would you like to come in for a while, Barry?
Sorry. Gee, I'd like to, but I have to be home soon. Oh, Peg, you want some help with those packages?
No, thanks. Oh, good night. How stupid can I be? I forgot to get something.
You can get it tomorrow, can't you?
No, dear. It was something I promised Julie. I
I'd better get it or she'll be terribly disappointed.
Well, say, I'm driving through town on my way home. Stick in the car and I'll give you a lift down.
Oh, would you, Barry?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll take those packages in for you, Peg.
Well, don't you want to drive down?
No, thanks. I think I'll see what I can do to help Nora with dinner.
Well, I won't be long.
Oh, dinner won't be ready for an hour or more. Thanks again for the ride, Barry.
You think I didn't have fun, huh? Bye.
Bye.
You sure you were going through town on your way home, Barry?
Sure, always do.
Well, you don't mind because I'm riding down with you, do you?
Mind? What if... Well, no, why should I? I'd like to have company. And you have to go back to town.
Barry, as a matter of fact, I don't.
Sure you do, you said.
Barry, please don't hate me for this. Well, I am going to get Julie something, of course, but to tell the truth, I didn't have to. I just wanted to ride downtown with you, that's all.
Peg, I don't get it.
It's nothing to be worried about, Barry. But, well, remember the other evening, the evening when I phoned
you? Yeah.
I said that I had to see you.
Yeah, you were blue, and you said I cheered you up.
Well, you did. I felt good for several days after that. Well, Barry, I'm blue this afternoon, too. And I thought that being with you for a few minutes might just do me a little good. That is, as long as I'm not imposing.
Hey, you're not imposing at all. In fact, I'm flattered to know that I can do you some good. I wish Penny would tell me I was of some use to her.
Oh, Penny's pretty independent, Barry. I envy her for it.
Yeah?
I'm afraid even if I am a little older and a mother and a widow, well, sometimes I need someone to lean on. You'll forgive me for being so outspoken, but you're a very great help to me, Barry.
Forgive you? I think I'll thank you instead. You make me feel good. Maybe I ought to see a little more of you than I do.
It would be awfully helpful to me if you did, Barry. Awfully helpful.
Is Peg Martin Penny's friend, or isn't she? Just what are her motives in this sudden interest in Barry Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.